Here's your Stoke FM news for Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. I'm Megan Dooling. BC's Electoral Boundaries Commission is proposing to add the western outskirts of Cranbrook to the Columbia River Revelstoke riding. This currently includes Kimberley, Radium Hot Springs, Golden, Field, Mica Creek, as well as Revelstoke. The population of this riding is lower than the provincial average and growing more slowly than the provincial average. Adding the outskirts of Cranbrook would boost the population. The Cranbrook core would remain in the Kootenay East riding. Previously, the commission considered moving Revelstoke and Golden into the Salmon Arm Shoe Swap riding. Weather restrictions could isolate the east from the west parts of the year, which would run counter to effective governance. This BC Electoral Commission is made up of three people. It's a law that riding boundaries in BC have to be examined after every second provincial election, or usually every 8 years. It's the commission's job to make sure ridings have roughly the same number of people. This ensures that everyone's vote has the same weight. This is virtually impossible in BC, where the concentration of people live in the Lower Mainland and on Vancouver Island. That means that people who live in rural BC's votes have four times the weight than those who live in urban areas. The Commission's proposed changes would shift that to three times the weight. The Commission also works to ensure residents have equal access to their MLA. That's to encourage what's called effective governance. It means that population isn't the most important factor. Other things like geography, communication, and remoteness are also taken into account, as is the case in our riding. The Commission is proposing six new ridings in BC. Four in the Lower Mainland, where the dense urban population means that ridings currently have way more people than the provincial average. One more riding is proposed for Victoria, and another in Kelowna. That's because these regions are expected to outgrow their ridings in the next 8 years. The Commission is holding a public meeting about the changes tomorrow in Nelson. There will be a virtual meeting on Friday, and another one on November 8th. The Commission will take feedback until November 22nd. Go to www.bcebc.ca for contact information. These recommendations are preliminary. The Commission now has to take input from the public and MLAs and work what they hear into their final reports. This will be presented to the BC Legislature in April. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.